This week on The Book Show, we're talking about David Epstein's The Sports Gene, in which he claims that many sports professionals are so good simply because they're lucky enough to have the right genes. According to him, top athletes and other sportsmen are simply different from the rest of us. With us is athlete Barbara McCallum, who is a professional runner and trainer. Barbara, you've read the book. Do you think Epstein is right? Is it all about having the right genes?
Well, I think he's right that genes are important. And of course, we all know that many Kenyans are tall and thin and so on. And also, as the book says, they live at a high altitude, 1,000 metres. So they have more red blood cells. So these things are important, but I think there's much more to it than that.
You've lived in Kenya yourself.
Yes, I've lived in Kenya myself and I've trained with Kenyan runners. I've also worked with Kenyan children, and there really are lots of very good runners in Kenya. But it's not just about having long legs. They also have a culture of running. Everyone runs, even small children, so they have this background. They all see themselves as runners, as good runners. And if you're poor in Kenya, becoming an athlete is a way to change your life. So everyone wants to be a runner.
And they run in bare feet. Does that help?
Yes, it does. It gives you a much better running technique, so that's important too. So, yes, I think it is partly genetic, but it's also to do with lots of other factors, like having lots of practice, lots of encouragement to run, believing in yourself, and also learning to run in the right way.
So, could I run as fast as a Kenyan?
Well, yes, you could, but you'd have to start early in life and you'd have to get very fit.
Well, I haven't run anywhere for years, so maybe it's a bit too late to start.
Absolutely not. It's never too late. Start training now and you'll be amazed at what you can achieve.